Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will Be'ez Hashem be joining the share. Today's share I'm dedicating Lila Nishmas, my Shver Zichroina Levracha, whose yard said is tomorrow on Dalit Iyar, Harav Doiv Tzvi ben Harav Chaim Kreisworth, Zichroina Levracha, his fourth yard site is tomorrow. And Be'emes, today Gimel Iyar is the yard site of Rabbi Yaleib and Rabbi Moshe Tzintz, the Maral Tzintz, as he's called. The Maral Tzintz, also known as the Plotzker, in the life of Torah of our leaders, we gave a shir about him a while back. He was Nifter in 1833, so it's 192nd yard site. And the Maral Tzintz, he was buried in Warsaw. He's well known for the many svarim that he authored, but even more well known that he didn't have money to print them. And he said, when he was nifter, we spoke about this at the end of the shir, about his life, but it says in his matzeva that anyone who's mishtadel to print his svarim, the mechaber will be a melech yosher for him if he has a schus. And his family name, the Maral Tzintz family name, was really Eibeshitz. He was a nikol of a brother of the Rebbe Reb Yonis and Eibeshitz. And the Kreisworth Mishpacha is also from the Mishpacha of Eibeshitz. And both Reb Chaim, my Seyed Zichron Levracha, and my Shver published many of the Maral Tzintz's Svarim. And Reb Chaim used to write Akdama to them. And he would sign, Neitzer me Mishpacha Sagoina Mechaber, a branch of the Mishpacha of the Mechaber. And Reb Chaim put out the Meloya Oimer. My Shver Zichron Levracha put out a few of the others. Miktsaya Bateira I have here. He put out in Tavshim Membeis and Shulchan Aruch, Eish Mishpat, Hilchas Halva. Together with his father wrote Akdama. Reb Chaim wrote Akdama to it. And they said they added in, not only that, a kuntris of a hesped that the Maral Tzintz said on the Noid of Yehuda that was very hard to find at the time and very hard to read in the printing that it was existed in. And some chuvas as well. And when I was in Warsaw a number of years ago, my shver wasn't well at the time. My shviger wasn't well. And he asked me that if I met the Maral Tzintz's kever, I should be mazgir that he put out some of his svarim, shetaka be his chus. And I was zeicha to do that. So today Gimel Iyar is the Maral Tzintz's yard site. So it should be his chus for him as well. And okay, we're going to learn today a Nifladik of Meshech Chochma. There's a lot of lumdas here in this Meshech Chochma. Parshas this week is Parshas Tazria Mitzayra, Tavshin Pehe. We're going to learn Parshas Mitzayra, Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Yud Aleph. So, what does the Pasuk say? Chumash. Perek Yedalid, Pasuk Yedalif. V'lokach HaKoyen, I'm sorry. V'hemid HaKoyen HaMetar. The Koyen who is being Metar should stand up. Eis Ho'ish HaMitaher V'oysam. The man who is becoming Tahar V'oysam, meaning in his Karbonos, Lifnei Hashem, Pesach Oyel Moyed, he stands in front of Hashem, in Pesach Oyel Moyed, this is, says Rashi, Bishar Nikanar, the eastern gate of the Azara, the Loi Bazara Atzvay, Lefishu Mechusar Kippurim. The Mitzayra has not yet brought his Karbonah, so he's called Mechusar Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim is usher to come into Machane Shechina, he's not allowed into the Azara. So therefore, he stands at the entrance way of the Azara in Shar Nikanar. Shar Nikanar did not have Kedushas Azara in order for this Mitzayra to be able to stand there, Lifnei Hashem. Hadover Nifla, Zokter Meir Simcha. It's a Dover Nifla. Divichal Parshas Taras HaMitzayra LeKosavish. The Torah in the Taras HaMitzayra, in the entire Parsha, always refers to the Kayin HaMitaher and the Mitaher, but it never refers to him as Ish. Ish hamitaher, rak b'pasuk zeh. Why in this pasuk, when we're referring to the mitzayra becoming tahar, do we refer to him as ish hamitaher? Over Teres Kanim Darish, if you look in Teres Kanim, the Teres Kanim Darshan is the extra word ish for a drasha. Not any mashmois, but a halachic drasha. The Teres Kanim says is oimed on the fact that it's an extra word. Ubipshuta Yesh Leimer, so Amir Simcha is going to tell us two pshatim b'derech pshat. Dinei dover zeh chidushu. The truth of the matter is, what is going on here with the Mitzayra is a chiddush. What's going on with the Mitzayra? The Mitzayra is standing in Shar Nikanar, and he's going to have that oil and blood is going to be put on his right thumb and on his right big toe. I'm sorry, on his right, again, on his right ear. And right, and on his right big thumb, and on his right big toe. Three things. Now, what does he do? He sticks those in to the Azara. He sticks his ear into the Azara, he sticks his thumb into the Azara, he sticks his toe into the Azara. So the Chayra, there's a problem. There's a concept called Bia B'miksa Shmei Bia. Even a partial entering into the Azara is called entering. And therefore, if there's an Isser for the Mitzayra, who is a Mechusar Kippurim, to enter the Azara, there's the same Isser for him to stick his thumb in, to stick his ear in, to stick his big toe in. So it's a Dover Chiddush. Deviya B'miksa Shmei Bia. Whether it's Lagabe Karois, Oile Inyan Malkus, Kimu B'vur B'zvachim, Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Aleph, Amid Beis, and Lamed Gimel, Amid Aleph, Ayin Sham. A whole Amid and a half over there of, or a blat and a half, a few Amudim, about Bia B'miksa Shmei Bia. Now it's a machlokes, but there is one opinion that says Bia B'miksa Shmei Bia. The chiddush is that a mitzayra is an exception to the rule. This is taharasei bikach. The Torah made an exception that even though Bia B'miksa Shmei Bia, and even though any other tamei person who sticks his thumb in, sticks his ear in, is chayiv karis or malkos, depending on what's going on over there in that gemara and zvachim. But for a mitzayra, that's allowed. So Be'er Simcha says, really, this is a very big chiddush in halacha to allow the mitzayra to do such a thing. V'hacha kama ayu yadav l'shar nikanar. And he brings his hands in to shar nikanar. That doesn't mean to shar nikanar. It means he's standing in Shar Nikanar, the Gemara says. That actually, I think, is a machlokes, actually, if he stands in Shar Nikanar or he stands outside of Shar Nikanar. It might be a machlokes, the Rambam and others. I'm not sure. Okay, but either way, he's sticking his hands in him. V'hava Amina, so Dr. Meir Simcha, since this is a chiddush, I would have thought, d'loy mayri rak b'katan hamitar d'lav bar mitzvah. If I would have had this pasuk, I would have looked at it and said, what's going on over here? A tamei person is going to stick, a mitzvah is going to stick his finger in, thumb in, and his toe? It can't be. So what's the pasuk saying that Itaka sticks it in? Oh, that's only by a katan, who is a lav bar mitzvahu. He's not mechuyev mitzvahs. Vala, fine, he's not mechuyev mitzvahs. So therefore, since he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs, so therefore maybe he could stick his finger in, or he could stick his thumb in, or he could stick his ear in, and there's no problem. So maybe it's only referring to a katan. You'll say, 1 second. It's not so simple for a katan either. Because even if a katan is lav bar mitzvah, he's not mechuyev mitzvahs. V'alach nososei lemikdash leka isura mishum machnis dover tamei. So Meir Simcha says a shtickle chiddush over here. He says, 1 second, there's another problem. And that is, there's an isser to bring a dover tamei into the mikdash. There's an isser to bring a dover tamei into the mikdash. The Gemara in Erevin says, Hamachnis tamei lemikdash chayiv karis. Over there it says, you bring a keli that's tamei into the mikdash, you're chayiv karis. So it may be true that the katan doesn't have chiyuvim because he's not a bar mitzvah, But Lamaisa, why is there no Isser of being Machnes a Dover Tameh into the Mikdash? If he's a Mitzayr, he's a Dover Tameh, and therefore it should be Usser als the Isser of bringing a Dover Tameh into the Mikdash. No, says Rameir Simcha. Because when it comes to the Isser of being Machnes a Dover Tameh to the Mikdash, that's only if you bring the entire thing in or rive of it. But mixas avo bahava osay be mixas leka isura. But bringing only part of it in, there's taka no iser. So Rameir Simcha is saying a chiddush over here. We would have thought that maybe the halacha of putting the dam and the shemen on the ear and the thumb and on the big toe of the mitzayra, which necessitates his putting that into the azara, and even though bia b'miksa shmei bia, it's an exception to the rule, say no, it's not an exception to the rule. We're talking about a mitzayra katan who doesn't have any isurim. He's not mechuyif. You say, one second, maybe he doesn't have any isurim, but how can we allow it to happen? In other words, how are we going to tell this katan, stick your finger in? That's like a person bringing a davar tummy into the mikdash. Zokter Meir Simcha, no. The Isser of Bia B'mikdash is when a person comes in Tameh. But to bring a Davar Tameh into the Mikdash, it has to be Rubai Oy Kulai. But bringing a Davar Miksas into the Mikdash would not be a problem. That's step number one, says Rameir Simcha. Va'oi demachnis katan imat bereish erechin mikareis. And then he says, one second. No. Even if I would bring an entire katan into the mikdash, there's still an exception to the rule. Imat bereish erechin. It's nismayit bereish erechin. Uchamayshe biyarti b'chidushi b'shem agra. Mikaris. What's going on over here? This is a very interesting thing here. Very interesting. There's a Gemara Masechta Nazir. The Gemara Masechta Nazir and Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph at the bottom is talking about if Kusim have Naziris or not. So it talks about over here the Gemara talks about Lahavi Vilima Loyitama Bemishesh Lay Tuma. Yatza Ivi Kichavim Shain Lay Tuma. A guy doesn't have Tuma. How do you know it doesn't have Tuma? Because it says in Bamidbar Vishashi Yitma Veloyishata Vinichrosa Nevashim Techa Kol. Bemishesh Lay Kol Yatza Zeh Shain Lay Kol. A guy doesn't have a Kol. All you see here is that a guy doesn't get karis for coming into the mikdash tameh. Aval itzmo yemetame, but maybe he has tuma. Frakt chidushi rabbeinu meir simcha over there in Nazir. Tamua. What do you mean? The pasuk's been by a guy from karis? Is there karis ever by a guy? What do you pasuk for that? Chay matzas, he says, the shita mekabetzes brings B'shem the Rosh, that has the same question. V'nir lefarish. K'moy shepirashi hachta mesechtes erichin. Ish lemayit katan. It says on Gimel Amar Aleph in Erichin. Ish lemayit katan. Ish lemayit katan. Hainu. What does that mean? Shekemoy shekelem hamachnisen lemikdash ene chayiv karis. Kein katan hamachnisen lemikdash chayiv rak belav aloi bekaris. A katan that you bring into the mikdash, there's no karis for that. It's only a lav. Why? Tahach kra, because this pasuk, v'ish, ki lo ashayitma v'lo yischata v'nichrisa, ki as mikdash Hashem timei, says Rameir Simcha's mayri v'machnis tamei l'mikdash, is referring to a tamei going into the mikdash. V'ish ashayitma v'lo yischata. It's talking about a machnis tamei lemikdash. What does this mean? Uche'es re'isi rabbeinu agra b'sefer adelis al yosham shenirish pirish kein. What's going on over here? The gra And Aderes Eliyahu says V'ish. Why does it say V'ish? It should have said Adam. Zoktagain, if it would have said Adam, I would say it's coming to be Mayit HaMachnis Kelim Depater Mikaris. That only a person is Chai of Karis. But if you're Machnis Kelim into the Mikdash, you're Pater Mikaris. Kamash Malon Kra Ish Tafilu Machnis Katan Pater Mikaris. Even if you're Machnis a Katan into the Mikdash, you're Pater Mikaris. The Gain's Lashon is Visha Shitma Vleischata Im Nemar Adam Haisi Mayit Rak Kelim. L'chach namar ish, l'mayit gaim katan. So, the Gain is understanding that when we're mayit a katan, in Masech Te'erichin, we're referring to, like Rameir Simcha says, being machnis a katan into the mikdash. That when a person is machnis a katan into the mikdash, he's not chayiv karis. So even though the Gemara in Erevin says, hamachnis tamei is chayiv karis, but a machnis a katan into the mikdash, if you bring a katan to the mikdash, Rameir Simcha's understanding, it's pater from karis. And that's Dr. Meir Simcha and Nazir. So that's what the Gemara Nazir is talking about also. I would have thought, when it says you're being made from karis, I would have thought, means if an Adam is machnis a guy into the mikdash, maybe he's pater from karis. A guy tame into the mikdash, maybe he's pater from karis. Not a guy going into the mikdash, like you said, a guy that never has karis. It means a yid bringing a guy into the mikdash. I would have thought maybe that's what it's coming to mayit from karis. That's the Gemara's kasha there in Nazir. But the point is here, back to our inyan. Rav Meir Simcha saying, number one, he's starting off, maybe it's referring to a katan who's lav bar mitzvah. You say, what do you mean? But isn't there an iser to bring a katan into the Beis HaMikdash? Say, no, 1 second. Bringing something in, you need kulay or rubai. Just like a keli or anything like that. So there wouldn't be a problem of a katan sticking his finger or his toe or his ear in. Say, then he says, I'll add more to that. A katan, even if you bring him kulay into the mikdash, you're pater from karis. That's how Rameir Simcha understands the Gemara in Masechta Nazir, that's being memayit a katan. So memayit a katan, meaning memayit from bringing him into the mikdash, that there's no chi of karis. Vay de machnis katan imat bereish erichin mikaris. It says over there, hakol tmeim. Lasu ye katan, tzalta daita chamina ish in katan, lai kamash malon. Ela ish lemute mai, lemute katan mikaris. So that Gemara says, Erechen, we might a katan from cars, doesn't a katan doesn't have cars. Teres is going to my bringing a katan in. If I go bring a katan in, I'm potter from cars. That's chidushi mi mesechta nazir b'shem the gra. So, comes out that actually you could bring an entire katan into the mikdash without being chayiv karis. So for sure, miksasai. So Dr. Meir Simcha l'chein kamash malon kra. So that's why our pasuk says no. V'hemir ha-kayin es ha-ish ha-mitaher ha-ish da-haynu gadol divar mitzvahis v'im nichnas v'mikses ika kareis e-malkos b'chol zois letar mitzarata yitirachmano v'nochen v'siyata d'shmaya. So Meir Simcha is saying a meridik apshat here. It has to say ish over here because I would have thought that this whole parsha of sticking in fingers and mix bia b'miksas would not apply to a man. Bia b'miksas shmei bia tzachi of karis. Who does apply to a katan? Either because he's a lav bar mitzvah. Either there's an iser b'machnis adavar tamei the mikdash. That's only kulay. And on top of that, there's no iser karis. There might be an iser. No chi of karis of bringing a katan into the mikdash. Kulay. You're not chayiv karis for doing that. So I would have thought this whole parsh of mitzayra, of sticking fingers in and putting oil and blood, is only by a katan. A gadol, he wouldn't have that as part of his tara process, because there's an iser. So the pasuk Dafka over here says, no, ha ish hamitaher, the ish who's a gadol, who's chayv in mitzvahs, who there is an isra of bia b'miksas, a chi of karis or a chi of malkos. Still, the Torah says this is an exception to the rule because this is his tahara v'nacham b'siyata d'shmai. That's the first pshat. V'itachinai, the second pshat, and this will work even according to the man d'omar, bia b'miksas is loish may bia, and therefore this whole problem that never begins. The mitzayra b'mei sfuroi aser b'tashmish. A mitzayra, during the days that he's counting, is aser in tashmish. Like it says in Perek Yudal, Pasaches, V'yasha michutz la'alai, he becomes aser b'tashmish. But it's only a zachar, a man. Mitzayras muteris b'tashmish. The Gemara tells us, Krisos ches amid beis, that in a keva, mitzayras, there's no aser tashmish on her. Imkain, and Rami Simcha, if I remember correctly, on that shtickle, Yudalid Ches, he says as far as the Kapshat, why is it that only a Mitzayra and not a Mitzayras? Uyin Sham, we don't have the time for that today. Imkain, Kevan Shabiyema Shvi Gilach Vitarach Arechitza, so he counted 7 days. He counted 7 days of Tahara. So once the 7th day is over, and he goes to the mikvah, so now he becomes mutter b'tashmish. Imkein su mutter b'tashmish. But 1 second. If he's going to be mishamish with his wife that night after the 7th day, he's going to be a Valkeri. And the next morning, when he's going to want to go bring his karbonais, he's going to have a problem, because a Valkeri is also b'mikdash. Imkein, so muter b'tashmish rak shetzarich lamay lamatan behind his bazara levia b'miksas. But the problem is he has to do bia b'miksas, and doing bia b'miksas a balkari would be aser. He's a mitzayra, okay, but a mitzayra, we're matan a mitzayra, but not a balkari. Imkein im yia imishta b'laylo kairachara, if he's going to live with his wife that night, halo yia tful yaim lekara v'yoyser lachnis b'hinayis of lazara, even if he goes to the mikvah, he'll be a tful yaim for that, and it'll be awesome for him to put his b'hinayis in the azara. Lochein kasev rachmana ho ish hamitaher, the man who is becoming tar, sheye b'oyse matzev u'maymen mashayad achsha b'shvil shuish, for the last 7 days there was something special about, or something unique about him being an ish. The uniqueness was he was aser b'tashmish, as opposed to if he would have been an isha, she would have been an isha, he would have been mutter b'tashmish. So that uniqueness of an ish, even though in the halacha itself he becomes mutter b'tashmish, he still should remain in that uniqueness of not being mishamish until the next day when he's a ish hamitayer. Lo isha ki isha muteris b'tashmish b'mei svira, in order that he should be able to do the tahara of bia b'miksas. Like they said on Zvachim Lamed Beis Amed Beis, that if he saw a Keri Balayla, he would not be able to be Nichnas Lamatan Bahinais Lamacher. Now, if you look in Zvachim Lamed Beis Amed Beis, it doesn't say that Mefurish. But what it does it say in Zvachim Lamed Beis Amed Beis? It says in Zvachim Lamed Beis Amed Beis that this is the Gaonus of Rav Meir Simcha, and the Diktuk he says, the Gemara says, Mitzayre shechal shmini shaloi liyais be'erev ha-Pesach, v'ra keri boi b'yayim, a mitzayre that his shmini, his 8th day, of to bring karbanos is Erev Pesach. So if he doesn't become tar today, he won't be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So okay, no problem. V'ra keri boi b'yayim v'taval, he saw keri, and now he was tayvel. Amr chachamim af b'shein tful yayim acher nichnas, zeh nichnas. Even though no other tful yayim is allowed to go in, he could, mutav yaviyasi shesh b'karis, v'yidchasei shein b'karis, and the Gemara handles it. What's her Meir Simcha b'Meramez? The Achiezer in Simen Dalid, and Achiezer at the end of Sifkat and Dalid says, B'shem the Prima Godim Sheshanas Ha'amakim, which is the Klalim of Shas. The Prima Godim says, why is it that the Gemara is handling Erev Pesach? Why don't you say any Mitzayra, Shara Keri, he's a Tvul Yaim, so good. So the fact that he's now a Mitzayra, since a Mitzayra is allowed to stick his fingers in, even though he's a Mechusar Kippurim, so Halva Ishtri Ishtri, the Gemara says, once it's Mutter for the Mitzayra, it's Mutter for the Balkari part of him. So the Pribagadim is bothered. Why is that? L'chaira, why did Dafka Erev Pesach? So Dr. Pribagadim, no. Because Dafka Erev Pesach, which is no other choice, because if he can't bring become Tar, he won't be able to do the Karim Pesach. But any other Balkari Mitzayra, wait till the next day. There's no Havamina, we shall allow it to do it. So that's the diuk in the Gemara that the Yachroinim are making, that the Gemara Dafka said Erev Pesach. If it wouldn't be Erev Pesach, we wouldn't be Matarit. So that's where Meir Simcha, Chumayda Amru Zvachim Lamud Beis Amud Beis, like it says in Zvachim, that if he saw Balkari Balayla, Eine Nichnas Lamatim Bainis Lamacher. What do you mean? The Gemara says he does. Oh, that's Erev Pesach. But if not Erev Pesach, he wouldn't. So Meir Simcha says, Chmai da Amru, like it says over there, that's the Dachiyaz is bringing the Shas HaMakim, that, like it says over there, that Keri Balayla in a Nichnas Lamachar. So therefore, Zokter Meir Simcha, that's Pshat in our Pasuk. Isha Mitar, even though he was Mutter really last night, Petashmish, he should remain in his uniqueness of a Mitzayra Ish, of Isser Tashmish, in order that he should be able to do the Bia B'michnas, the Bia B'mixas today. Because the fact that we're going to be Matur the Mitzayra part of him to do it is not enough for it to allow us that the Balkari part of him should do it, and therefore that is why it says Ho'ish. So this Diyuk of Rav Meir Simcha, why it says here Ho'ish, Hadavar Nifla, he says two Mamish Lamda Shatifa Pshatim over here. The first Pshat is I would have thought that it's a Katan, and a Katan, there's no problem of Bia B'miksas, Sai Mitzad himself, he's not a bar mitzvah. Sai mitzad us, because being machnes adavar tamei lemikdash, you have to bring the whole thing. And a katan himself is pot, if we bring him into the mikdash, he's potter from kares, like Rameir Simcha was mechadish in the Gemara in Erechin and the Gemara in Nazir, like he was mechav into the gra in Haderes Elio. So you would have thought that's what the pasuk's talking about. Therefore it says, no ha'ish, even the ish, with all his chiyuvim, it's an exception to the rule. And the second shot is his uniqueness as a ish, that he was also betashmish till yesterday night. He should continue like that and not have tashmish in order that he should be able to do his tahara process, because a balkari would not be able to do it. Therefore the Torah says, ha'ish ha'mitaher. Mamish dvarim nifloim Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful day and kol tov.